Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I just can't keep bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Susanna Miedermeier is our guest. She's a clinical psychologist, a psychotherapist, author of Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy, and she joins us from Germany. Ordinarily, she's in Austria, but today she's in Germany, and we love having her on the show. Susanna, thanks again for being with us. Do you have a website? Tell us how we can find your book.
So the book is called Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. You find it on Amazon or online places, and the webpage is SusannaMiedermeier.com. Oh. And it's a pleasure to be with you every time. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. That's Susanna with an S and in the middle, and Miedermeier with two yep. T's. So, Susanna, you in your work, you talk about, and folks, we're talking about money. We're talking about your relationship with money. Do you have a good relationship with money? Do you recognize that you have a relationship with money? Yeah, I think when I think about money, Susanna, and for businesses, every business has a culture. The question is whether you know what your culture is. Every business has a brand. The question is who's defining your brand. Every person has a relationship with money. The question is, do you know what that relationship is? Now, so, and that's what you talk a lot with people a lot about, and you've developed what you call the three money myths. Can you tell us what those are?
Yeah. So before we do that, really quickly, your relationship with money, if you want to have money, should be the willingness to receive it. Like most people say they want money, but then when it comes, they're not willing to receive it. They have all kinds of points of view that stand in the way for them receiving it. And that ties into the first point of the money myth, which the first point is generosity. You got to be willing to be generous with you, and you got to be willing to be generous with everybody. Like as kids, we usually are pretty generous. When we get something, we want to just share it with the world because we know there's always more available. Mm-hmm. Then when we become older, we buy into the lie of lack. And lack is truly a lie. It's not a reality unless we make it so. So we really want to, try to, you know, practice to become generous again and know there's almost always more available. If you're generous with you and say, I'm willing to have money, I'm willing to receive money, and I'm also willing to contribute to others with money, then money will come to you.
One of the great words that I like to think about and contemplate instead of lack, as you indicated, is abundance. Think of your of the possibilities as not being what you lack, but is abundance possible? What do you think about that?
Yep, abundance and it's limitless. You know, it's where there's wealth everywhere. You know, even if in the desert there's life, there's it's not true that there's nothing available or there's lack. So we got to get over that point of view. Right. Wealth is everywhere. And number two is you have to be the lie that you have to be ruthless to get what you want. That's again a point of view. It's where you got to be willing to be seen as ruthless, because if you have money, probably people will judge you as ruthless or wrong or mean or evil. And it's where you get over the point of view that judgments are relevant. Mm-hmm. And if people desire to see you as horrible and terrible, then that's their interesting point of view, and it's not your reality. So you've got to differentiate between other people's points of view about you that are not true and what's really true about you, and stop buying other people's points of view and make them real for you.
I like that one. That's a really good point. All right, number three.
Yeah. Number three, it's wrong to ask for more. That's a myth too. If you want to create your life and create more money, you've got to be willing to ask what else is possible. How does it get any better in this? And be willing on the more right and you know, be willing to create more. And it's not wrong to ask for more ever.
When you say, and when you say ask for more, let's dive into that word ask a little bit. Mm-hmm. When you say ask, you mean,
yes,
you mean to expect. Is that the same thing as expect more? If you know, when you work hard, you expect to be successful. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I it's a general ask. If you ask yourself, if you ask the world, if you ask anybody for more, if you have customers, you want to ask for money, right? It's not just, you know, if you do a session on someone or
right,
sell a product, you have to be willing to ask for money. But you also got to be willing to ask yourself for money and go, hey, what else is possible for me to create more money with ease? And then go, hey, world, you know, you can also have this general ask out into the world. You can call it universe or world. Hey, what else is possible? Please contribute to me creating more money. Show me the ways. And
right,
like a general ask as well.
One of the things that I like to think about is the importance of making yourself available. Make yourself available to the world. Make yourself available to success. Make yourself available to the prospect of money. Last thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be available. That's a part. That's part of receiving. If you have your doors closed, if you have a lot of points of view, I'm not worth it, or it's hard, then that definitely stands in the way of you being available.
Right, right. Hey, Susanna, thank you so much for being here. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Susanna Miedermeier, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. Sounds like a fun book, right? Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.